Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations, you have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. So glad that you're here listening to Soul Purpose Central. And we have a very special guest today who is going to really be activating your woo-hoo. You're going to leave this program feeling very woo-hooed. So I'm super excited to welcome Lisa Stedman of lisastedman.com. She is an internationally acclaimed best-selling author, a highly sought-after speaker, results coach, and the CEO of Woohoo Inc. So she loves working with entrepreneurs, experts, authors, and other fellow Woohoo women and even Fortune 500 companies to connect with their Woohoo within to build a buzzworthy brand, create conscious glamour, and leverage their leadership into a purposeful, passionate, and prosperous platform. She's had many, many media appearances on the Today Show and Tyra Banks, iVillage Live, the Fran Drescher Show, which I forgot about that show, but that was a good show, Lisa, and many, many others.
It was a good show.
It was. You got to have a little bit of Fran in your life. So yeah. Welcome. I'm so excited that you're here.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
It's my joy, and I know you've had a lot of juicy, colorful, exciting things that have happened to you to reach this place in your life. I always feel it helps listeners benefit from hearing our stories about how we went from, you know, wherever we were at in our life to how we got really aligned to our purpose and what we're doing now. So I'd love for you to share, you know, a bit about that journey and what it was like for you.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. It really is about our own story, and anything that we're here to teach or share starts with our own story.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, yes, my company is Woohoo Inc. and I'm Chief Woohoo Woman, but the truth is my journey started with some boohoo. It was, yeah, I basically had to blow up an old life to get to a new life, and I'll share very briefly what the old life looked like. So I was working in corporate America. I actually had the best job you could ever have in corporate America, which was I worked for Mattel and I got to write about Barbie all day long. I mean, it was such a blast. And I got to play. I mean, that was like my little girl dream all grown up with a paycheck and a 401k, you know? So I had this exquisite job that I loved. I loved going there every day. I was there for 4.5 years, and the first 3.5 were like a dream. Now the last year became a nightmare, and that's kind of where the needing to blow the lights up comes from, because I got a new boss. She changed my job, and instead of being creative and fun and playful, I now had to become like a sales copywriter, and that's not who I am. And I had been brought in to build a community of adult doll collectors, which I had done, and I had done so brilliantly and built a $9 million brand, and now somebody was telling me, screw your community, just sell them dolls. And I thought, that's not in alignment with who I am or what I've created, and I'm not okay with that. And at the same time, I was going through a very painful breakup with someone who worked 3 cubicles away and was taller than the cubicle, so I could always see when he was walking by and stalking me, and he was a great guy, just not the right guy for me. And so there were a lot of things that weren't working in my life. I hated going to work for many reasons. I cried all the time because I was so heartbroken over my lost love. I had bought a condo, which I thought was fabulous at the time, and then realized, oh my God, I've moved to suburbia and I'm the only single person here. And so I felt like everywhere I was turning, nobody was celebrating me or my life choices. And that was very painful. So I had to get to the point where I was willing to break up with what I knew to get to something I didn't know. And that, for anyone who's ever gone through that or is going through that, is terrifying. It's never easy to leave what's comfortable, even if what's comfortable sucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just so hard. So I would love to say I just up and quit one day. It didn't quite work out that way. It took me about 6 months to get up the courage. And what ultimately happened was the company was going through a lawsuit with a former employee, and they asked all of their creatives to basically sign away their creativity. And I, for lifetimes, this is my multiple lifetime lesson, which is creative injustice. I don't stand for it. So I'm like, you can treat me like crap. You can break my heart, but you cannot own this. So while everyone was furiously signing these papers saying, Lisa, we got to keep our job, just sign it. I said, no. I said, I won't sign it, and you know what? I'm quitting. And for me, that was what I needed to leave, because like I said, I was willing to put up with the heartbreak, and I was willing to put up with the demanding boss, but I was not willing to put up with someone trying to own me creatively. It's just part of what I'm here in this world to stand for. So I left, cashed in my 401k, and then had a nervous breakdown because I realized I didn't know what I was going to do next. And while that's an exciting time, it's also an excruciatingly scary time. So a lot of things changed in my life, and thank God I ended up moving out of the condo because leaving the job wasn't enough. I moved in with my best friend, lived on his living room floor on a blow-up air mattress for a summer. My parents thought I was insane. They thought, what happened to the really responsible girl who had the condo and the job? Now she's jobless and homeless and living on somebody's living room floor. We're really concerned. But the truth was, I was happy. I was really happy. And that's the summer I met my husband. That's the summer that I changed my life. I started shopping around a book idea about breakups because I knew that all my pain had to be for some good. And I changed my life, and I got a book deal, and I started making money and on my own terms. I didn't have to go back to corporate America, which was my greatest fear. And I met the man of my dreams and loved my life again. So while it started very boohoo, and obviously there are still days that are a little boohoo, the reason I started my company and called it Woohoo Inc. is that within all that boohoo, there's a silver lining of woohoo. And if you can hold on to that hope and that faith and that belief, that even in the darkest of times, and along this journey, I had health problems too. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to be able to do the job I used to do. I was having tendonitis, and I thought, I'm in my arm. So it's like, I can't even do my job. I can't be a writer anymore. And that was devastating to me. But the truth is, when you know what you're here to do and you really connect to that woohoo inside, and it evolves over time, you don't let anything stand in your way. I found voice software so I could still write, and I wrote my books with that. And I decided to believe in love again, but I had to do it differently than I'd ever done it before so it could be better. And all of this is just to say that in those darkest moments of despair, as crappy as they can be, they're leading us somewhere if we tune in and listen and pay attention.
I love that story. First of all, I love that you can have a chuckle when you say, I had a nervous breakdown. I totally get what you mean by that, right? We can look back on these major life events that at the time were just, you know, really traumatic and chaotic or whatever. And looking back, we know we've healed from it when we go, yeah, I had a nervous breakdown.
Wasn't that fun?
You can say, I was sleeping on a blow-up mattress in my friend's apartment on the floor, and I met my soulmate.
Yeah, and I was foolish enough to think he didn't know I was living on my friend's living room floor. I'm like, he must just think I live in this apartment. And he was like, I knew you were living on the living room floor. He's like, I loved how happy you were.
We have all these stories, right, about where we have to be at in our life and how perfect
we
be, or, you know, what our conditions need to be in order to meet that right person. And you're like, nope, I was living on a blow-up mattress.
Yes.
And I was jobless.
And he asked me to move in with him, and I said, I'll move in with you, but I want to be clear, you're not rescuing me. I'm perfectly happy on the living room floor. I said, I have a plan. And, you know, I was going to move into my own apartment soon. So if you want me to move in, I'll move in. But don't think you're rescuing me. And he was like, I would never rescue you.
That's hilarious. I love how you share your story, and I love how candid you are, because I feel like sometimes we can't, there's certain leaders out there who can lead people to believe that it's all, you know, sundaes with cherries on top and
it's so not
everything was really flowy and easy, and that everyone's purpose just magically appears one day. You say, I'd like to know my purpose, and the universe goes, oh, and just presents it, and that's it, and it's always easy breezy. And it's really, part of the journey is to attract those things that you describe, for example, to allow us to have that level of mastery, to allow us to rise to the occasion, to be able to receive the vibration of what wants to come in. So I just love how you shared that. And we're going to take a quick break, but I actually want to hear more about your purpose, because you alluded to the fact that you finally had arrived at your purpose and you weren't prepared to give that up. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment with Lisa Steffen.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid, and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. And if you're just joining us, we are with the special woohoo woman, the chief woohoo officer, Lisa Steffen of lisastedman.com. And before the break, she was sharing her story about how she went from the corporate world to where she is now as the chief woohoo woman. And Lisa, I mentioned before the break that I'd love to hear more about, you know, your discovery of what your purpose actually is, because I feel like that's a really great learning opportunity for everyone listening today.
Absolutely. And I love this opportunity to share this. So back in those dark days of really reinventing and not knowing what was what, I remember I had a very clear message from the universe, and I am so thankful for this message, and I'm actually getting emotional as I think about it, because I was single at the time, and I had left my job because they weren't allowing me to be creative anymore, and they wanted to own my creativity. And I remember sitting in my condo, this is before I moved out, and crying on the floor and being like, what am I doing? What am I doing? And then this voice came through and it said, you're here to love and be loved and be creative. And then I just started crying even more because I was like, those are the things I don't get to do. because of the tendonitis, I was feeling like I couldn't type anymore. And because of like being single, I thought, I have so much love to give and he's not here. And so what I stepped into from that place of pain and feeling like I was being cheated of my gifts is I really asked myself how I could do it differently. And so that's when I got the voice software and still started sharing myself in with my writing, only I was speaking it rather than typing it. And that's the summer that I started dating differently because I realized, you know what, I am a catch. I'm not perfect, but there are men out there in this city. I don't have to lose weight. I don't have to move. It's just about me loving myself more. So when I stepped into that self-love and I gave myself permission to be creative in a creative outlet, which was talking instead of typing, my life changed. And I magnetized my husband and I magnetized my first book deal, and I've written all my books with my voice software, and the voice software has not only changed the way I'm creative, but it gave me a voice that I never had before. I used to be terrified of speaking in public. Public speaking was like, just don't even ask me. I'll shake. I'll tremble. And now I love it. And I realize it's from years of hearing my voice every day out loud because I'm talking to my computer rather than typing.
Mm.
And I'm so thankful
awesome.
For the lesson there. I was very angry about that. Why did I get tendonitis? Why me? Why me? And then I was like, oh, God, the gifts that gave me are tremendous. And along the way, I realized that part of my journey was sharing my boohoo story, the breakup, the big breakup, so that I could show other women how they could reinvent and not make the same mistakes I did, because I made a lot of mistakes. And now I the woohoo changes. Our woohoo, if we're really listening, changes. So what it changed to for me after I successfully healed that part of my story was I thought, I really want to go back and do what I was doing in corporate, but for entrepreneurs, which is helping people master their messaging and create a buzzworthy brand. And just like with the breakup thing, I'm helping women reinvent themselves when what was working is no longer working. And honestly, my woohoo right now is about celebrating when we're in that reinvention place, discovering what it means, putting a language to it, putting an energy to it, and helping women celebrate where they are, because there are so many gifts in that space, even when that space is excruciatingly painful.
Oh, I love that. And I can't imagine that there's not an endless supply of us who are in a place of reinvention, because we're just always changing.
It's our life's work. I mean, I'm in a place of reinvention. I'm rebranding. You know, I'm in a place where my mantra for the year is be the channel. And my channel's not big enough. Like, the message that keeps coming through is your channel needs to be bigger. And so I keep tuning in and asking, how do I get there? Just show me the way. Just show me the way. Just show me the way. Show me the millions. Show me, like, the millions of people, not dollars. Dollars will come. Show me the way to broadcast bigger. That I'm doing it too. This is our life's work. So it ends in some ways, but it's always evolving.
Well, what do you feel has been, you know, with your message this year of being the channel, your goal and focus so far, because we're pretty much halfway through the year, what have you already learned and what have you already mastered just using that as your compass?
Oh, God, that's a great question. So off air, you and I were talking about video.
Yeah.
And, again, video was something that scared me, just like public speaking, because it was visibility in a way that I wasn't comfortable with. I thought people were going to judge me, or they were going to say, she's fat, she's old, she's this, she's that. And I'll tell you, I get some comments on YouTube from some very nasty people who are like, you're ugly, you're this, you're that. And you know what? It's not my job to care, because think about the pain there and that that's what they're commenting on. So what I've learned is to get out of my own way when it comes to fears of being visible, and this is what I teach my clients. I actually put a very transparent video up yesterday because I was shooting this morning. I booked myself a suite at my favorite hotel, the Mondrian. It's called Woo. I actually call it Studio Woohoo because it's where I now shoot all my video because I hate shooting in my house. The lighting is awful. I don't feel like it matches my brand. And the Mondrian Hotel on Sunset totally matches my brand. So I checked in last night, no makeup, just did a really quick video saying, you know what? I know I teach you all to stop hiding. I've been hiding because I haven't wanted to shoot in my house. So I've booked myself time at Studio Woohoo. I'm going to do this on a monthly basis because I want to be creating that kind of content for everybody, and I want to feel good about how it looks. So I have owned the fact that that's now part of my budget, is my one day a month at Studio Woohoo.
I love that. Visibility is such a huge thing, I find. I mean, it's something that I always work through, too, and not unlike you. I mean, being on radio, the beauty of radio is that you get to be visibly invisible.
Yes. Ooh, that's good.
That's so interesting. I can convince myself till the cows come home. Oh, I'm out there. I'm talking to hundreds of thousands of people, and my message is being broadcast. And yes, it is. And I love talking. So I mean, I can't imagine not having radio in my reality. But I mean, nobody sees what I'm wearing. Nobody knows what's going on in and out of my space as I'm talking. And so there can be these stories that we tell ourselves, right, around how visible we are. And I always know for me, and I share this with clients, that I'm putting out, you know, we can put out different radars, right, of visibility. I'm sure you have that happen too, where sometimes you're totally okay with it and things are different, and then other times you don't even know that you're sending out a radar that says, please don't see me, please don't see me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know when I'm putting out that signal, unknowingly, right? It's so much of what we do is unconscious. When I either get banged into in the grocery store or some sort of space where people just literally walk into me, or when people almost hit my car.
That's interesting.
And then I go, oh no, you didn't. And I shit, because it's not them, right? I can't yell.
Yeah, no.
Because they can't, like, how can you not see a 5'8" woman in the grocery store? So I know it's me putting it out there, and then I go, oh, okay, apparently I'm sending out some signals that aren't, you know, so what I want to be putting out, and then I just shift the energy. But I love how you share that, because I actually believe even that people who are highly visible and we think they're really comfortable with it, I still feel that we all are still mastering sort of that ultimate destination, whatever that is, as far as visibility.
It's ongoing. I really think it's ongoing. And this is what I think is so important. You were saying it earlier, you know, like we look at gurus and we think they've got it figured out. Everybody's still figuring it out. And if a guru is telling you that their life is perfect, don't believe them. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't believe myself. I wouldn't believe anyone who said, my life is perfect. You know what? My life's a work in freaking progress. And thank God for that. Because when it's perfect, I think it's time to leave the planet.
Yeah. It also gets boring, right?
Yes. Yes. So this is important to know that, like, anyone you're looking at who you think has really mastered something, maybe they've mastered that, but what else haven't they mastered? They're not perfect. So emulate what you've seen them do that you want to master, but then also be really, don't put them on a pedestal and knock yourself to the curb. I find that a lot of my clients do that. Like, I'm hiding because I saw so-and-so do this and I didn't feel good enough. And it's like, I get it and get over it. That's ego, and we don't have time for ego. And the truth is, the woohoo isn't even about me. It's so not about me. I was thinking about this about 6 months ago on a walk, and I was feeling like the woohoo was like this kind of a burden because I didn't quite know what to do with it. And I got this beautiful download that said, Lisa, the woohoo isn't even about you. You are simply the best messenger that the universe could find at this time to share it. So taking the pressure off, the woohoo became fun again, because that was the whole point of the woohoo, was to bring back the fun.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give ourselves permission not to be burdened by our mission, whatever it is, however big or small it is, and realize we're just the messenger. And that's a great thing. That's a freeing thing. That's a fabulous thing.
Mm-hmm. And there's, I've learned that there's more than one messenger for the same topic. It's that some people are going to resonate with the way that you present it. Some people are going to resonate with the way someone else presents it. So that isn't that wonderful that all of us on the planet have more than one person we can choose to mentor with or learn from or whatever that's speaking our language.
Yes. And this is really, this is why I love that you asked me to share my story in the beginning, because I find when someone connects with me, they're connecting to my story because it resonates for them.
Yeah, and they want to know that you have crossed the bridge that they're considering crossing themselves.
Absolutely. And, you know, like you said, for people who have complementary missions, it is the story that draws you to one person over another. And you can think about this experience when you've met people in a crowd and you've met like five people at once, but maybe there was one person that really stood out to you. It's because of what you're resonating with. So it's always important to celebrate that story, because that's going to help you draw in and attract the right opportunities, the right people to you.
Absolutely. And we're going to head out and take a quick commercial break. But before we do, if you're connecting with Lisa and her story, and I imagine you are because the woohoo is pretty darn contagious, if you go to Lisa Stedman, STEADMAN.com, you can learn more about what she's got going on there. And I believe you have a free video series there, or free call series there as well, that people can sign up for.
Yes, yes. Yeah, you can sign up.
Visit the site and get the free call series, which is the 5-part Rockstar Social Brand audio series, and that sounds amazing. So just visit www.lisastedman.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented Vacupractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9000. 9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, and we are with the Chief Woohoo Woman at Woohoo Inc., Lisa Stedman. I love saying that.
You must have
We've been talking about your story of transforming Boohoo to Woohoo, basically, and how, you know, that's just part of the journey for all of us. And I know you're also known as the Clamor Queen, and that's something new that you're bringing out or, you know, repackaging. And I'm curious to know what that is. What is clamor?
You know, clamor is such an interesting word. Some people get a real negative connotation. And if you actually look it up in the dictionary, it does say creating a loud, disruptive noise. Mm. So it's very interesting that I have been talking about clamor because that's not what I mean. What I mean by clamor is creating conscious awareness and building buzz for your business. We are in a social business environment now between the social media stuff and our blogs and the video and everything we do, everything we put out there. It's very socialized, and that's made it easier and uber affordable. Most of this stuff is free to use to reach our fans, our customers, and our clients. Except I find that some people don't know how to engage with their audience in an authentic way. And as someone who has built communities, I mean, I was building communities on message boards, and even before that, I was in nonprofit, and I was working with communities that were rallying around a common cause. So basically, all of my adult life, in some way, I've been building community. And so I've gotten really good. I think it's just something that's one of my gifts, one of my greatest values in life is community. It's why I hated my condo, but there was no community there, and why I loved moving to where I moved, because everybody walked. Everybody was part of a community, and that was important to me. So I love showing people how to create clamor for their business, which really is just about building buzz and mastering your messaging and engaging and enrolling people in what you're doing in an authentic way rather than being shamelessly self-promotional and what I call growth, which is, that's an acronym for getting really offended by selfish sellers. Because we see a lot of this. And it gets old.
Yeah, I agree with you. Just out of curiosity, because one of the things that a lot of business coaches will share is that you want to be doing research on different names before you take it to market. You know, so sending out surveys or just reaching out to people and saying, hey, what name do you like the best? And based on what you shared earlier about not wanting to sign over your creativity, had you sent out the name and people had said, we don't like clamor, would you have still used it?
That's so interesting that you say that, because I did post recently that I had bought a URL with clamor in it. And I love feedback, positive, negative. I love it all. I welcome it all. And everybody was like, oh, my God, clamor is so perfect for you. You're the clamor queen. Brilliant. And somebody said, clamor to me is really negative, and I would be so not interested in participating and visiting and knowing anything about that, although I'm sure you'll do great with it. And this was somebody who I've known personally for a long time, and I've been very clear since the day I met her that she's not my target market. She's not my ideal client. She's always looking for the negative rather than the positive. So I welcomed that, and I said, thank you so much for that feedback. And I really listened to I always listen to everybody, and I know who my ideal fans and clients are. I really kind of categorize people into two camps. There's the yes camp and the no camp. It's as simple as that. You can call it boohoo and woohoo, whatever you want to call it. But really, I find that people either, when they wake up in the morning, wake up saying yes, or they wake up saying no. And that's to life, that's to their life, that's to how they feel about themselves, that's how they feel about their business. And you can kind of tell, and like attracts like. So I used to be in the no camp. You can change this. Mm-hmm. Once I woke up and decided to be in the yes camp, I'm very clear when I meet someone if they're in the no camp or the yes camp. Very clear. So I really pay attention to both camps, and I'm really clear that my peeps are the yes people. So, but where Clamor came from, I just have to share this because I think this is such a hilarious story. So Julie Steelman, who she and I do a piece of business together called Brilliant and Bankable, and Julie Steelman is an amazing sales expert. She was in corporate America for 30 years and retired before she was 50 and now lives in Hawaii and teaches entrepreneurs how to sell with grace. And she came to me about 2 years ago and said, what are you doing? I don't know how to do it, and I want to hire you to teach me how to do it. Because she wanted a book deal, and she wanted to get noticed on social media, and people were really tuning her out at this point. So we started talking about doing some work together, and I don't remember this, but she reminded me of this about 6 months ago. She said, do you remember how you closed me? Because she's all about the different styles of closing business. And I said, no, I don't remember how I closed you. And she said, you used, and she said, and you trademarked it, the Clamor Close. And I said, well, what does that mean? And she said, you told me we'd have, after working with you, we'd have publishers clamoring for me, and you were right. She has a book deal. Her book just came out. It's called The Effortless Yes. She has now mastered her messaging. Her book is brilliant. And it all started with a simple email I sent her that said, when we do this work, we will have publishers and agents clamoring for you. And I meant it. I wasn't being salesy. I meant it. So that's where the Clamor came from. And I actually created a 6-step process. Clamor is now an acronym, and each letter in Clamor stands for a step in my process that I teach my clients how to use in their business so they can create what I call conscious Clamor, because there's a lot of noise and we all know stuff whizzes by us at a million miles an hour. We miss most of it. But this is conscious Clamor. This is Clamor that gets your attention. This is what helps you stand out. That's what Clamor is in my business and what I teach other people.
I love how you share that, because you're right. There's so much noise out there. There's a lot of wonderful noise for sure, but it is very noisy, and creating noise for the sake of creating noise without a clear direction really just doesn't add any value.
It doesn't. It just adds to that din that gets really, really loud and can be overwhelming and make people want to tune you out. One of the things I have been talking about lately is if you're not creating conscious Clamor, people are going to find you irrelevant and tune you out, and that is dangerous and costly for yourself, your business, your reputation, all of it. It's not just about money. Money is a piece of it, but think about your reputation. Think about the energy. If your energy is irrelevant, that's a really tough spot to be in.
Yeah, because it takes so much. You know, we have to constantly work at our brand and getting our message out there. And we don't want to be creating situations where we're working 4 times harder than we need to.
We don't have to, and we can.
Yeah.
It's really common.
It's really common
to do that.
So without going into great detail, you mentioned that Clamor actually stands for 6 different steps in your process. So what does C stand for?
Yeah, so I'll walk you very quickly through the process. So when you're wanting to stand out from all the social noise, specifically on social media and in your newsletters and in your videos, the first step of Clamor is the C, which is create a compelling offer. So what is it that you want to create Clamor around? Is it a program you're launching? Is it your radio show? Is it a free call you're doing? Is it a product you're launching? So create your compelling offer and get really clear about what it is you want to go out to the market with. And then the L of Clamor is to language and leverage the energetics of that offer. I talk a lot about how do you want people to feel? Because at the end of the day, you could have the best book, the best radio show, the best t-shirt out there, but if when I talk to you and I engage with you online or in person, you don't make me feel the way I want to feel, I'm going to go away.
Uh-huh.
So language and leverage the energetics of your offer. That's creating a language that matches how you want to make people feel. The A of Clamor is then this active engagement. Test it out on your audience. You know, do the surveying. I used to do this, and I still do this. I'll be like, I've got 2 taglines for something. Which one do you guys like better? And typically someone will come up with a combination that's brilliant and I never would have thought of. So the active engagement with your audience not only helps you refine what you're doing, it also builds buzz for whatever it is you're going to offer, because people are already engaging with you and getting excited for when you do launch something. And I love that step. So then the M of clamor is master your messaging. And this is huge. If you don't know how to communicate, if your words are off or not buzzworthy or not clickable or not juicy, I call them your hot topics. If your messaging isn't juicy and mastered, it's muddled and confusing and people will click away in an instant. So this is essential in the clamor process. And then the O of clamor is own your expertise. So that's really about how you broadcast. Are you just posting it on Facebook or are you finding a bigger channel? You know, I said I want to be the channel, so I've recognized that one Facebook post at a time is not the way to go. That's one channel, but not the only channel. So own your expertise. And part of owning your expertise is being willing to be visible, being willing to be seen and heard. And then the R of clamor is ROI, and it doesn't necessarily have to do with money, return on investment, but it's looking at what you created with your clamor campaign and seeing how effective it was. Did you build buzz? Did you build your list? Did you get more subscribers? Whatever it is that your goal was, measure those results, and there are no failures or accidents. It's just we learn our lessons as we go. So then repeat.
I love that. And you get the gold star for being quick because that was nice and informative and quick.
I do like that.
I love how you shared that, and who wouldn't want that, right? Especially for, I know you're helping a lot of authors, entrepreneurs. Really doesn't matter where people fall into that. I mean, it's an effective system for everyone. So, again, visit www.lisastedman.com. To learn more. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back to hear more about clamor from the Clamor Queen. We'll be right back in a moment.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for staying with us on Soul Purpose Central. We're with Lisa Stedman, Chief Woohoo Woman at Woohoo Inc., and also the Clamor Queen. And before the break, Lisa was sharing her six-step process, breaking down clamor into six distinct parts. And Lisa, you were talking about how branding is just so essential. So what are some tips that you have for experts or entrepreneurs who really need to amp it up?
Yeah, you know, we are all in a branding business, whether we know it or not. If you're an expert, you've got to brand yourself really well. So it's not enough to just have a great website anymore. So I want to give like six really easy tips to implement into your business so you can have what I like to call a rock star brand. And I actually call it a rock star social brand because it's not enough to have a personal brand anymore. We got to be broadcasting. We've got to be out there. It's really important and fun to be social. So there are these six distinctions that I invite everyone to start implementing into their business this week. And the first one is recognizing that your fans are just as important and valuable as your clients and customers. And the reason I say that is your fans may eventually become a customer or a client, or they may share you with their hundreds of thousands of friends and fans, and in the process help you build a platform that gets you a book deal, gets you on TV, gets you booked to speak on stage, and helps you make money in other ways. So understand that your fans are supremely important to your success and celebrate them just like you do your clients and your customers. The second piece of really owning what I call your rockstar social brand is to celebrate that mission that was downloaded into you. Now, I was talking earlier about my mission of celebrating reinvention and the woo-hoo. That's my mission, and I celebrate that. And it changed. It used to be teaching women how to get over breakups. That was my mission, and it changed. So give yourself permission to tune into your mission. If it's changed, give yourself permission to evolve. This is hard for some people. We think, oh, because I thought this. I'm like, I have three books about dating. How can I possibly go back to branding? And it was like, well, because that's what I love and that's what I'm meant to do and it's what I do with my clients when they get over the dating or breakup stuff. So let me honor that. And by breathing into that and tuning into that, it changed my business forever. And I'm so thankful that I went on that journey. So then the third piece of having a rockstar social brand, and again, there's six, and I will kind of go through these quickly, is it's important to stop being self-promotional. I talked about the growth factor earlier, and really be engaging, inviting, and inclusive with your audience. Because again, whether they buy from you or not, don't worry about that today. Worry about and focus on engaging your audience, creating conversation and community. So this fourth piece of having a rockstar social brand is to maximize your brand. Don't just have one thing you're offering, because people may not want that, but they want something else. I have a great article on my website, lisastedman.com. It's called What Martha Stewart Told My Husband About Branding. And it's really great advice that she spoke at a Wired conference that my husband was attending, so definitely check out that for more tips on how to maximize your brand. The final two pieces are give yourself permission. And I keep using the word permission because I find that what holds us back in business a lot is ourselves. So give yourself permission to embody your brand in all that you do, in your smile, in your handshake, in the way you walk in a room, in the way you communicate, in the way you post on social media, in the way you send out your newsletters and your blogs. And then the final piece, and here's the permission word again, is understand that you are enough and give yourself permission to be you and own it, because you are the only you on the planet, and that is so exciting. And like Jennifer was saying before, our story is everything. So the more we can own our story, the more powerful we are in our business and just generally in our lives.
I love that. Such awesome tips. And this is just a perfect example of why you do so well in business and are helping so many people, because you're giving away such amazing high value content for us. So it's really about service, and that's what makes the difference between someone that's gross, like you talked about, and someone who's really, you know, about helping people. So just before we wrap up our show today, I know you have two things that are going to be of particular interest to those folks who are listening today, the first thing is your ebook, which is What's Your Woohoo? How to Build a Rockstar Social Brand, Create Clamor, and Cash in on Your Expertise. So can people get that at your site?
Yes, they can. They can go to 30daysofbrilliance.com. That's where you should go get it. And at 30daysofbrilliance.com, you're going to see 30, in the blog section, you're going to see 30 videos where you can see my free 30-video series on how to awaken your woohoo and engage your audience and monetize your mission. So that's free. The ebook is $20, and you can get that by going to 30daysofbrilliance.com and then clicking on the products page. You'll see the ebook right there. It's $20, and it really takes you step by step through some of the processes that I take my clients on.
Mm-hmm. And you also have an upcoming summer program. It's starting really soon, actually, an 8-week virtual program. So how can people learn more about that?
Yes. So my 8-week More Clamor Clients and Cash teleclass is starting July 11th. You can go to moreclamorclientscash.com to get all the details. And I'm doing a free call tomorrow night and also one next Wednesday as well. And what I invite people to do, when you go to 30 Days of Brilliance and you buy that ebook, you're also going to see there's a link at the top in the navigation that says free call. When you go there, you'll see all the details of my calls the next two Wednesdays. Sign up for those. When you register for those calls, you'll get 5 other calls that have already happened. You'll get those free as my gift to you. This is one of the things I love about being successful in business, is I can afford to give generously, and I invite everyone to step into the space of giving generously. So you can access 2 future free calls, one Wednesday and one next Wednesday, but you'll also get those 5 other audios that you can listen to in the next couple of weeks and really up-level your game in your business, in your life. They are my favorite audio programs that I've put together. So those are my free gifts when you just sign up for a free call. It's so simple.
That is very simple, and you're so right. When we get to a place of abundance in our business, it's very easy to be generous and share the wealth and just be of service and know where the true source of our income comes in. So, Lisa, I'm so glad that you joined us today and shared all of your wisdom and your woohooness and your woohooness and your clamor. I know that you would have at least given each one of us listening today one aha moment at the very least, but I'm sure several more. I'd love to have you back on because I just love your message and I love your energy and what you stand for. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to all of you for joining us today and sharing your time with us. I wish all of you a wonderful rest of your day and your week, and I look forward to connecting with you next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to up-level their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest-growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.